Welcome to your five for today. The story is told of a rich widower who died in America, leaving no local relatives and apparently no will. Appointed executors searched high and low for the will and consulted all the lawyers in the town, but it could not be found. As you can imagine, relatives from everywhere turned up or got in touch to claim a stake in the estate. Gradually, bits and pieces of the estate were drawn together, and as part of the process, an auction was held of some of the minor items, which had little intrinsic worth. During the auction, a faded black and white photograph of the man's only son was held up in an old-fashioned and partly broken frame. It really was worthless, and no one could remember the boy who had died many years before, and so there were no bids for the photo. It was just put to one side. At the end of the auction, an elderly lady approached the auctioneer and asked if she could purchase the photo. She had been too shy to make a public bid, and the auctioneer agreed to sell it to her for a couple of dollars. It turned out that the lady had been nurse to the boy in the picture when he was a small child, and she remembered him as a wonderful young man. He had been the centre of his father's world, but unfortunately he had drowned while saving a friend in deep water. The friend was saved, but he was lost. His death had broken his father's heart, and though the old man had lived for many years after the incident, he had never really got over his son's death. It had left him with perpetual sadness. The lady arrived home and was looking at the picture, recalling what a fine young man he had been, when she realized that the back of the frame was surprisingly uneven. She opened it up, and there was a piece of paper with the following words: "I give and bequeath all my possessions to the person who cares enough for my son to cherish this photograph." It was signed by the rich man. All the father's wealth belonged to her. She was a rich woman because she cared about the man's son. What a wonderful illustration of a greater truth. All of God the Father's wealth in heaven belongs to those who care enough about his son, Jesus Christ. How can we show our care for Jesus? The Bible tells us that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. So we simply need to believe in Jesus Christ, and that shows that we care for him and reverence him. However, faith means more than knowing he exists and that he happened to live on earth many years ago. More importantly, faith is about committing our lives to him. It is asking him to come into our lives to take control and be our master. Then and only then can the blessing of God's wonderful life be ours. God's life in us is eternal life, and that carries two ideas. First, there is the length. It goes on forever. It has no end, ultimately fulfilled in heaven. Secondly, there are the qualities of that life. It is a wonderful, thrilling life, as it is impregnated with love, joy, peace, hope, fulfillment, and contentment. It is truly, as Jesus says, life in all its fullness. We thank God for the eternal life that is available to us only through his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you for listening.